Gags the Clown became a notorious figure on social media last year after giving Green Bay residents a few scares during the Halloween season. Dressed in shabby clothes and holding a handful of black balloons, Gags appeared around the city several times saying nothing and leaving witnesses with many more questions than answers.
Now a short horror film featuring Gags is in the works, and a live theater event called Gags' Nightmare is happening this month in Green Bay, inviting visitors to step into his mind. Proceeds from the event go to the Production Farm, an organization teaching agriculture and independent filmmaking to young people in the foster care system.
Carolyn Keither is the project director for Gags Nightmare, and she co-founded the Production Farm with her husband. Carolyn, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit of the background behind Gags that led us to the event going on, Gags Nightmare, today?
Yeah, so it started a little over a year ago. Director and writer Adam Krauss came up with this brainchild that is Gags. And it started with just, he released a few kind of creepy photos, kind of, you know, the blurred out photos of him in different recognizable areas downtown Green Bay. And it blew up, and everybody thought it was real. The students that we work with, they would come and talk to us and be like, I'm not going out at night. This clown is on the rampage. And we knew that it was a part of this film, and they made the short film out of it, and that got a lot of media attention and did very well in the festival circuit, which ended up greenlighting the feature film of Gags the Clown. And so we had met him at one of the film festivals, and we had already been in the works to create a haunted house for this year. And we said, let's, you know, join our efforts, collaborate. Let's, you know, can we use him kind of as our downtown Green Bay icon? And it's just been a blast working with his team and working with our students, putting this together.
And this isn't your everyday Halloween haunted house. Tell us about the theater experience we'd get at Gags Nightmare.
Yeah, we started calling it a haunted house just because that was a term that was familiar to people, because to actually describe what it is unlike anything that exists, especially in this part of the world. It's more like you're entering the world of a play, and the patrons coming through, you're a part of it. You're a major part of it, and you have, we have six different characters, brilliant actors that are your guide, and they walk you through and they take you through the series of hallways and rooms where you kind of dive into, you know, a creepy clown's brain. So some of it's, you know, might be part of his backstory. Part of it might be something that he remembers or his view on things. But it's super interactive and immersive theater.
Are any of the students that you work with involved in this now?
Absolutely. They have been on board since day one. We would have, you know, creative writing sessions and say, okay, here's the idea for this room. Just let your brains explode. What do you think of this? And what do you think of that? And so they helped with all of the character development, the designs of the room, the physical building of the sets, the artwork. And now a lot of them are either acting in it or doing other things, you know, helping with social media or running the box office. So they've been a very major key part in this whole process.
What do they like about it? It's definitely creepy. I remember I was at an airport when the gag stuff hit social media, and it definitely creeped me out from afar, even though I wasn't near Green Bay. What is the appeal for them and for you in this?
I think the creepy factor is the fact there is so much that's unknown about Gags. He's not a clown that's, you know, going around with the chainsaw and, you know, blood, guts, and gore. He's very quiet, and he just shows up in areas. And I think that unknown makes everybody feel uneasy when they see him.
And proceeds from Gags Nightmare go to the Production Farm. Tell us a little bit about the Production Farm and what you do there.
Yeah, the Production Farm, it's a nonprofit organization, and we work with youth primarily in the foster care system, and specifically teenagers in the foster care system. And we give them an outlet to create. We use arts and independent filmmaking, also paired with farm work, to give them, we basically trick them into learning life skills and job training through a fun creative outlet. So we're building confidence and self-worth, and also this, you know, we're going to build a set today. That's math, but they don't think it's math. They have fun with it. But at the end, you know, if you do something wrong, you're not getting, you know, an F on your test. You're getting, the set falls down. And, oh, you try it again.
Well, scary clowns are kind of a thing right now culturally. They're having a moment. There's the movie It. There's your movie. There's been other examples of kind of copycat clowns. What do you think it is about creepy clowns that's captivating people today?
You know, I don't know. And there's a mix of people that are like, oh, you know, I love to be scared and I want to come in and enjoy this. And then we have people that are like, I will not step foot in any room or any place that has a clown in it. And maybe it's that brain, it's something in our brain that goes, okay, this is supposed to be something that's like for little kids and it's supposed to be fun and nice. But then you add the scary element to it and it just makes it terrifying.
You were involved in making it. Are you scared going through Gag's Nightmare?
I will say at the end of the night, there has been times when, like, I have forgotten something. I'll be out in my car, and I'll have to go back down. Because we're in the lower
oh,
level.
Man.
It's the basement level of a building. And I'll forget something, and I'll have to go back down there, and all the lights are off. And I have built every single aspect of, you know, this place. I know it with my eyes closed, but walking through it with the lights off, I'm still like, okay, please, nobody jump out.
Wow, that sounds pretty scary, especially for me, who's a total lightweight with that. Well, Carolyn, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was Carolyn Keither, project director of Gag's Nightmare, a frightening live theater event happening in Green Bay. All proceeds go to the production farm teaching independent filmmaking to youth in the foster care system.